so that he could offer the sacrifice. The four parts of sacrifice are voluntary, something precious to God. Okay, but voluntary. Christ could not offer himself as God. That would be blasphemy. Of course, he was a man who was also God, but he had to have a human will to, first of all, win our salvation, and secondly, to teach us that our lives on earth are to be lives of sacrifice, voluntarily, willingly, freely, surrendering what is precious. And there are so many precious things that we are to give up. And the most precious thing is, you know what? Our own dear, sweet will. So, Paul the Sixth brings out the fact that we are to participate in Christ's sacrifice of the Mass. How do we do it? Participation means especially two things. First, by joining our sacrifices, plural, with the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And he is surrendering himself voluntarily, his life in every Mass. That is why the Mass, unlike Calvary, the Mass is not just Christ's sacrifice. The Mass is Christ's sacrifice and ours. Ours with his with ours. And secondly, how do we participate in the Mass? By receiving the graces which we need to hear it, to make greater sacrifices. Sisters, I hope I will be clear. As we grow in years, we're supposed to grow in sanctity. Did you know that? We're supposed to be holier today than we were yesterday. We go around boasting. Look at me. I'm holier today than I was yesterday. We are to grow in sanctity. And we grow in sanctity in the measure that our lives become, and what's the comparative degree, more sacrificial. I've talked to people, they tell me, and I give a lecture like I'm speaking now, Father, I don't know what more I can surrender in my life. If it was a husband, I tell him to ask his wife. If it was a wife, I tell her to ask her husband. Sisters, we can be so blind, I know what I'm saying, so blind to our own weaknesses, and so bright. Oh, what hawk's eyes we can have in recognizing the failures of others. When I was in the novitiate, a couple of months, then we had our, well, it was not a room, it was just a bed. Our bedrooms were changed, and there were six of us in a room. Next to my bed was another novice, and he snored all night. I couldn't sleep. After 2 days, I better tell the novice master. And the novice next to me is snoring, wanted to change my room. The novice master told me to get out, leave his office. That's what village life is all about. You got to live with snoring people. Did you know that? The third night I said to myself, well, this is silly. He has to snore. That's his nature. I have to sleep. And sisters, as soon as my will, get it? My will resigned itself to that snoring, I could sleep. Am I clear? We get graces from each Mass. That's participation. It's not just we joining our sacrifice with Christ, but Christ giving us graces that we need to live a more sacrificial life because of every Mass that we participate in. And sisters, we never know what sacrifice our Lord will ask of us tomorrow is just as well. We don't know. Question. How would you answer this question? Do we always have the grace we need for every temptation or trial that we experience? You shook your head. No. What do you mean, sister? In other words, we need grace. And there's a temptation. Terrific temptation. Can I guarantee that I have the grace to overcome that temptation? Just because I have the temptation. You said no. What do you think? Do we have the grace? Well, let me be a little more clear. Do we always have the grace available? Sisters, my dear missionaries of charity, that's why God sends us temptations. So we will do what? Pray. What did you say? Did you say pray? Pray. Habemus tentationes ut oremus. We have temptations, so we will pray. And the bigger the temptation, the more we have to pray. And the harder we have to pray. You're following that clock, are you not? I tell you, I was called by the novice master when I was in the novitiate 3 months. Told, you know, what's wrong with you? Remember? So I told the novice master, look, you are the accuser. Everybody has some failings. what's my failing? And he said, your fellow novices tell me you are an intellectual bully. You think you know everything. I'll give you 30 days to grow in humility. I won't ask you whether you're more humble. I want to ask your fellow novices, is there some little bit of improvement in humility? After 30 days, you come back. If they say there's been some slight improvement in humility, you stay. Otherwise, I'll pay your transportation back home. Sisters, I've been working on my humility ever since. And it is 10:15. We reassemble at 10:30. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, Gloria Patri, et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Nos cum pone pia, benedicat Virgo Maria. St. Ignatius' favorite aspiration. Nos cum pone pia, benedicat Virgo Maria. May the Virgin Mary, with her Son, bless us. May the Virgin Mary, with her beloved Son, bless us. Nos cum pone pia, benedicat Virgo Maria. You'll see you at 10:30. The Patris et Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen.